This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado voters will decide this fall whether to cut property tax rates. The Secretary of State found that backers of the cut submitted enough signatures to make the ballot. As it was written, the measure would have resulted in a 9% cut to the assessment rate on all types of properties, but state lawmakers passed a bill last session meant to blunt its impact by changing the categories for types of property. A couple whose dog was shot by a Loveland police officer in 2019 has filed a lawsuit against the department. CPR's Matt Morad explains.
The suit claims Loveland Police Department leaders covered up what really happened. The couple says that the city has fostered a culture that encourages the unnecessary use of force. Body camera footage shows two dogs running toward the officer after he gets out of his car. One stops, but a 14-month-old Staffordshire Terrier boxer mix continues toward him and is shot. The dog had to be euthanized due to its injuries. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
The Colorado State Fair opened in Pueblo today. The fair runs through Labor Day. There's a new rodeo event where 36 saddle bronc riders will compete. Some festivities had to be scrapped last year because of pandemic restrictions, but most of those limitations are gone this time. The fair attracts 4 to 500,000 people during a typical year. If you plan on heading to the fair this weekend, expect sunny skies and warm temperatures in Pueblo with a slight chance for afternoon storms on Sunday. Right now, it's 91 degrees in Denver under mostly cloudy skies, and in Meeker, it's 84 degrees and clear. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.